What about the rooming a house where the guests are entertained?
Where guests are entertained?
Mm-hmm.
In our house, it's normally the den because our living room is not completed. In a normal house, I would call it the living room.
Okay. And the ceiling is how high in here?
8 feet.
And that's to the ceiling, not to the beams, right?
To the ceiling.
Yeah. It's really immaterial how high your ceiling is. We were just trying to
get some words here.
Yeah. Let's see now where I left off a minute ago. What about some of these things are farming terms. You may not be familiar with them. If you're not, it's perfectly all right. What about different size fields? Do you hear anything about? You know, the small one might be called a what?
A patch.
Okay. Would a lot be bigger than a patch or smaller than a patch? You're talking maybe got like a feed lot or something like that?
Yeah, I'm guessing right now, but I would call a lot bigger than a patch.
Okay.
I would refer to a patch as one item, like a, a cotton patch could be a big patch, but I was thinking of the watermelon patch as a small area within the garden lot, maybe.
Yeah. That's the way I generally think of it. We'd have a pea patch or a watermelon patch or something like that. What about a fence that you might put around a garden?
Garden fence?
What about a fence that's made out of small slats of wood?
A picket fence.
Okay. If they're not pointed on top, would it still be a picket fence?
To me, it would.
Okay.
In the purest sense, maybe not.
What about a fence that's made out of wire that has stickers things on it?
The barbed wire fence.
Okay. What about a fence that's sort of laid down, you know, this going in a zigzag way?
The split rail fence.
Okay. You ever hear it called anything else, like a worm fence or a...
I've never heard the terminology worm fence.
And if you're going to string a wire fence, before you string it, you have to dig holes and put what in the hole?
Put your post.
Okay. And you might say, if you're talking about, so he's very tired, he's been out putting in fence. What?
All day?
All right, but if you were putting in these...
Fence post.
Okay. You ever see do they have fences made out of rocks around here?
They do in the edge of Tennessee.
They have them up there. Do you have any name for them? Have you ever heard a name for them? If they're not local around here?
Just the rock fence is my only terminology for them.
What about the stuff that you eat off of? Plates and that sort of stuff is called what?
Your utensils.
When you eat with the utensil, but you know, you might say, this is my good.
Good china.
Okay. You ever hear of a china egg that you might put under a hen to make her sit?
Oh, yes. I had not thought of one in years, but I have heard of a china egg.
Right. I never really saw a china egg. We used old porcelain doorknobs. Yeah. They worked just as well.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that in a long time.
Those things, I understand, are quite expensive. The real old china
very
eggs.
Very desirable.
Yeah. Those and the real irony is the